You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
And I'm Rob, and you're listening to episode number 412. Thank you very much for joining us. As always, guys, we really appreciate you taking a few minutes to hang out with us.
We really do, and yep. We really appreciate the community and what you guys have done and helped each other out. It really is awesome.
It is fun to see. It's fun to be a part of. It's fun to see it grow and just to see people helping each other. It's really cool because there's people all over the country that are a part of the community now.
It's true.
Around the world, even.
It's true.
I think we're in about 10 countries now, Paul, at least.
Wow.
Which is pretty cool.
Yeah, it is so, really cool.
The word is spreading.
It is spreading.
Our next stop is Mars.
The moon. I want to fly my drone to the moon. How do I do that?
Still waiting on that question, but I bet it's coming.
Well, and in fact, today, what we want to talk about is you've gotten your 107 certificate. What is next? Because it's really important that you know what's next. And if you want to stay ahead of your competition, you want that competitive advantage, you're going to need to be doing some of these things. So we wanted to give you an update on COAs. We wanted to give you an update as far as the drone aspect of what to do next. But also, Rob is going to be filling us in on what to do next for your business. Have you already had a business? Are you starting up a new business? What are things that you should get in the habit of doing right now before you get too deep in the business? Like, for example, I had a client call me the other day and said, hey, can you give me line items for all these charges on our credit card for the last 6 months? And it was like,
what do you mean? Line items. Aren't they lined on your statement?
And then she's like, no. What we need is we just need to know which charge goes to which ranch because the ranches are different anyway.
Yeah.
So I'm saying is I had that like shocker moment of, oh no, what do I do?
Yeah, so, no, record keeping. And it's one of those things where if you do it as you go, like so many things in life, if you do it as you go, life is easy.
It really is.
When you wait until even a month down the road, a lot of people wait 6 months down the road, if not a year down the road. You're just going to be sitting there with your head in your hands, frustrated, and you can avoid that. It doesn't have to be that way.
That is true. Like, even the way that you set up your business checking account. Like, for example, I have specific accounts, but one thing I'm jealous that other people can do and I can't, and it's because of my... It was because of my credit situation. My credit situation has now changed, which I'm very happy about.
Attaboy.
But thanks, thanks to you, actually.
Very important.
But if I were to have a major airline's credit card or a Capital One card or a Chase card, I could be making money back on all of my purchases that I made for the business. So, you know, let's say that I've set up my business, I've got my LLC, I've got my business checking account, but how I actually spend my money and where I spend my money can actually determine how much money I save in the future. And if I keep using those same services, I begin to pay less and less and less for them. And I give the example of I use hotels.com for all of my travel.
Right.
So this year I've gained 4 free nights.
Mm-hmm.
Just by using that. But I just learned too that if I stay in Marriott hotels, which you know is one of my clients.
Right.
And we
just did our course in a Marriott in California.
We just found out that we could have saved a lot of money last minute. I don't know if Tim told you that. I got a text.
I don't want to hear about it. Don't even tell me. I'm serious.
Okay.
I do not want to know.
Moving on. If I would have booked my room through hotels.com. I could have gotten rewards from Marriott and hotels.com, which means I would have saved on I would have got double points, double free nights, the whole double, double, double. It's not like in and out, but it's just as good. So.
Interesting. All right. Screw that. Moving on. I thought I'd share a quick tip about your credit card and getting credit for your business, right? Because I think this is something that a lot of people probably don't think about, particularly you're starting a drone business. You might even start an LLC, but what's going to happen, and you're going to want to get a credit card, most likely, to do your business with. It's going to be a personal credit card. One of the tips that I would suggest you try to do, and you can find credit card companies out there that will let you do this, is attach that to your business. Because down the road, let's say your business takes off and you want to use business credit to buy, I don't know, a $25,000 drone of some sort.
Let's just say I want to get a new F-150.
or that, which we know Paul does. The point is, you also want to build your business's credit. And there are ways to do that up front if you think about that. In fact, a credit card that Tim and I have used in one of our businesses for 15 years, that's how we originally set it up. Because people can go and they can actually search your business.
Is that the Amex by chance?
Yes, although it's defunct, but nonetheless, it's moved on to something else. But the point is, if you set that up in the beginning, you're going to be more able to use your business credit to buy things down the road. And the reason that's important is because you don't want to attach your personal name if at all possible. Because essentially what you're doing is you're personally guaranteeing. Not that you're going to skip town and not pay your bills, but in the event something happens, if you can be not personally attached to that debt, all the better.
Do you need a Dun & Bradstreet number to start business credit?
You don't have to have a Dun & Bradstreet number for that credit to start building, but it is something to think about for sure.
So for those of the listeners who don't understand what Dun & Bradstreet is, would you give us just a quick rundown what that is?
What Dun & Bradstreet is? Mm-hmm. Well, that's just an organization that essentially evaluates businesses, right, and determines essentially their credit worthiness. They do a lot of different things. They evaluate the quality of businesses and the products and the services that they put out. They rank businesses, but one of the big things they do is maintain and monitor how a business handles their business, to put in layman's terms. And they track all of that information, and they have all that available to anybody who's willing to pay for it.
That's awesome. Now, let's talk about the drone side of this for a second. You've got your business going. You've got your 107. You've got your certificate. One thing that I recommend that you do right away is just read over AC 107-2 one more time. That's the advisory circular that came out and really kind of explained what 107 was like and how you should operate under 107. If you do have our study guide and you flip to the back section where it says AC 107-2, it's right there. I recommend you read that. Once you read that, you do know that you have some time in between the time that you take the test and the time that you actually fill out the application and the time that you actually get your certificate. There's about 2 days in between the time you take the test and submit the app, and the app to your certificate is about 7 days. Once you've done that, what can you do in the meantime? A lot of people have been like, Paul, can you really not operate your drone until you have your 107? And the answer is no, you cannot operate your drone for commercial purposes unless you have a 107, which is really sending kind of shockwaves around the industry right now, because people are not taking 107 seriously. They're like, oh, well, it's just based on a bunch of guidelines. Like, you told me that. It's like, no, I didn't. I did not tell you that. 333 was a whole nother story, and that was based on a bunch of BS guidelines. This is law. That's why it's 14 Code of Federal Regulations 107, because it is law. So
to clarify what you're saying, you could have gone, you did, you went and took the test, and you got this cool little certificate that says, do not lose this,
yes.
Which I think is hilarious, yeah. But, you know, warranted. So just because you passed and you have that, that does not mean you're ready to go fly commercially.
No, it does not mean you're ready to go. You have to fill out the application with that test exam ID number, and then you get a background check from TSA, and they either say yep or they say nope, got to wait a year.
Understand. So really,
yes.
They could tell you that.
Oh, yeah. If you've got a felony for...
Oh, well, sure. Okay.
Let's say that Rob went to Vancouver and decided that he wanted to smoke some grass and then got caught.
Did not happen.
And then got caught bringing grass across the border because he forgot a little nug in his you know, compartment or something.
Oh, bummer.
It's
just a brownie. It's just a brownie.
Which didn't happen, by the way.
No, it did not happen.
But anyway, that being said, that would be grounds for suspension or revocation of the 107. And if you are convicted, you have a year after the point in time for which the conviction happened. So if you're originally applying, I understood it that it could be a year, or it could be a year from the conviction. They'll still let you get your certificate.
Understand.
So that being said, you've got it. What now? You need to start reaching out to the clients that you want to work for. Car dealerships, luxury hotels, malls, whatever it is, whatever marketing companies you want to go after, now is the time to go after them. There are multiple sites online that can help you get business. Stage 32, let's see, Dronecast, Drone. Oh, what's the name of that one that I use?
I do not remember.
I don't remember either. It was that guy who called. He wanted footage at Horseshoe Bend, and they said no because they're not allowing for permits anymore in national parks. We couldn't get one. And then
I do remember that.
It was like Drone. It was one of those drone job companies. I forget what it was.
Anyways, there are several of them out there, and you can go that route if you choose. But if you've got people in your community that you know would be a great fit,
production
just go straight
companies.
To them.
Go to production companies first. It's so important. So
yeah, absolutely.
But
one thing I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit because it's a question that we get a lot, either through support email or just through the community in general. What's the deal with TSA? If you have a clearance for TSA, like to get through the airport faster, for example,
pre-check.
And you've already pre-check. Mm-hmm. Couldn't remember what that
TSA
was called.
Pre-check.
TSA pre-check.
You are pre-check, aren't you?
Yeah, the international version, which is awesome. If you don't have that, it's worth the $100.
I need to get that. I actually waited for pre-check because I did not want my TSA pre-check to interfere with my background check for 107.
Interesting. But if you already have the pre-check, can you use that for the 107
I
purposes?
Believe not.
Which makes no sense.
Well, there's the process. Here's how I see it. There's a very, it's just like Infusionsoft. Think of it like that, right? There's a very specific process that this information has to be delineated through.
Okay.
Right? If pre-check is not inside of that systematic approach, is it going to work? Chances are no.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how I see it. I'm just looking at it as like a system, right? If this is an autonomous digital system, will that work? And I think the answer is no.
Yeah.
You know, but
it's
it could be sped up or expedited if they see that you have pre-check and the system looks at if you have a TSA profile. Yes. Are they pre-check? Yes. Do they have background check? Yes. And then it gets accelerated. That could be it too. We mm-hmm. just don't know. So.
Understand.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense, and it is what it is. We'll just leave it at that.
Fair enough.
But don't expect your pre-check to take care of what your needs are.
I don't think that'll work.
That's fair.
But once you have, gotten your 107, learn how to be professional. Learn how to be ethical. Also, if you see other guys operating and you're not sure if they have a 107 or not, don't be like the 333 guys and just call the FAA and act like children. Go talk to the guy. Seriously, just go talk to the guy. There is a, you can make a friend. You never know when you can make a friend.
You can make a friend and then you could get a new client. But I mean, the reality is they shouldn't, I know that's totally contradictory and I'm kind of messing around with that. But the reality is if they're flying commercially and they don't have a 107, they're flying illegally.
Yeah.
So that client, you'd be protecting that client too.
Yes, you would be protecting the client, and it's all about how you say what you say. Right, Rob?
Absolutely. We preach that around here.
I'll be learning that the hard way for the rest of my life.
No, we're all growing, Paul. We're all growing.
Thanks again for listening, guys. If you have a question, go to askadroneu.com. I know we didn't play a question today, but we really wanted to get into what should you do with your business after 107? What should you do after you get your 107? The answer is clear. Read AC107-2. Focus on being professional. Focus on being ethical. And if you see other people operating and you're not sure whether it's legal or not, go have a conversation with them. Don't divert right to calling the FAA. We want to be better than all of the guys who were 333 operators and just called the FAA on each other. We've got to be better than that. We are better than that. Why? Because we don't have the classic pilot mentality, that manned aviation, I'm better than everyone mentality, because we're drone pilots. We're all about community. We're all about helping each other out. And it's all about the sharing economy. It's a little bit different.
Yeah.
Those old guys don't know about that. Sharing was difficult for baby boomers.
I'm not even going to touch
anyway,
that, but we can help each other for sure.
It's true. That's going to do it for us today, guys. My name is Paul.
I'm Rob.
And this is Ask Drone You.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.